This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Menominee City Council has approved a new ordinance clarifying how data centers should be zoned. The change comes after months of pushback from community members over a data center project proposed by Balloonist LLC on land annexed by the city over the summer. The new ordinance is meant to give local government more ability to regulate data center development. City Council member Matthew Crow says the change makes room for future amendments based on community feedback.
Light pollution, noise pollution, water usage, you have to do things with substations for power, things for renewable energies, reclamation plans, remediation plans as well, and bonds with those. So this is just the beginning, and we'd love your input going forward.
Before the switch, the city would have been required to accommodate the data center as a legal land use under the definition of warehousing in the zoning code. The update changes the definition of warehousing to exclude data centers and creates a new industrial zoning district specifically for the facilities. City Councilmember Cody Gentz says the change also serves as a message to other developers that they need to work with the Menominee community on large projects in the future.
And I also hope that developers take away a message from tonight, which is that Menominee is open for business, but we want responsible and transparent development. I hope this helps developers see that the era of opaque corporate maneuvering and non-disclosure agreements needs to end, that residents have a right to know what's being proposed and what's coming to their towns.
The newly updated ordinance doesn't stop the city from moving forward with a proposed data center in the future, but it does give them more tools to regulate them. The city council made the change unanimously on Monday. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation to increase the criminal penalties for those using artificial intelligence to harass or scam people. The proposed bill was introduced by State Senator Sarah Kieski. It would make it a misdemeanor to create and post AI deepfakes to harass people and a felony to use deepfakes to defraud someone of money. As the capabilities of artificial intelligence have grown over the years, it has become much easier for scammers to use the technology to impersonate well-known figures or even family members to trick their victims. AI experts are encouraging people to improve the security of their own devices and login information by using two-factor authentication whenever possible, or even by coming up with a code word for friends and families in emergencies. They should also speak with their older family members about what AI is capable of and what scams they may be targeted with. An executive order issued by President Donald Trump last month also seeks to standardize AI regulations across the country, which could limit Wisconsin's ability to implement its own regulations and protections. As proposed data center projects become more common across Wisconsin, State Senator Romaine Quinn has introduced legislation seeking to protect residents from bearing the financial and environmental brunt of increased water and electricity demand. According to a press release, the proposed bill would prohibit energy costs for data centers from being passed on to other customers, require renewable energy sources used to power the facilities be located at the site, and require the water used for cooling the facilities to be recycled. In addition to those financial and environmental protections for residents, the legislation would require data centers to submit an annual report on their water usage and file a bond or security sufficient to cover the cost of any required reclamation. If a proposed data center project falls through, the owner of the property would also be required to restore the land to its original condition from before development began. In a statement, State Senator Quinn says data centers represent an opportunity for economic development in the state, but it should not come at the expense of ratepayers. Eau Claire County Sheriff Dave Rywestall has confirmed that Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have been operating in the area over the last few days. Sheriff's office officials say they are not involved in any of the ICE operations, don't know exactly where those agents are operating, and that the agency has not requested any assistance from the sheriff's office. The City of Eau Claire Police Department also received a number of tips from community members about the presence of immigration authorities, but confirmed they are not involved with any ICE operations either. Stanley residents could soon see their water bills more than double after the city filed a request to increase rates with the Wisconsin Public Service Commission. According to a notice sent out to customers, city officials say the proposed over 115% rate hike is necessary to cover an over 70% increase in gross plant investments and a 75% increase in operating expenses over the last 8 years. If approved, the rate hike would go into effect about 90 days following the Public Service Commission's decision. The Eau Claire City County Health Department is encouraging residents to test their homes for radon in honor of National Radon Action Month. January is typically the best time to test for radon levels with houses locked down to keep the winter weather out. The Eau Claire City County Health Department is offering discounted test kits for residents at just $9. Radon is an odorless and invisible gas that can accumulate in homes through their foundations. Residents can find more information on the discounted test kits on their health department's website or by calling their office. A Chippewa Falls man has officially been charged after allegedly issuing a bomb threat at a local Quick Trip location last month. 55-year-old Jason Romisher was charged with issuing a bomb scare in Chippewa County Court. According to court documents, Romisher is unhoused and had previously been cited for trespassing and disorderly conduct. The criminal complaint alleges Romisher had trespassed into the store on December 8th and was asked to leave, at which time he told the manager that he should start checking for bombs before leaving the scene. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks in San Fran tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's the Bucks and the Golden State Warriors. At the Chase Center in San Francisco, the Bucks coming off a win over the Kings, the Warriors in a one-point loss to the Clippers after head coach Steve Kerr was ejected from the game. Men's college hoops, Wisconsin with a win at home over UCLA, 80-72. Nick Boyd with 20 points, 8 rebounds, says lately the Badgers get no respect.
I feel like, you know, over these last couple weeks, man, like we just been getting pushed around too much. And that's the mentality we carrying with us for the rest of the year. I mean, we get pushed, we stepping right back up. So when we get knocked down, we getting right back up.
NFL, the Packers and the Bears, Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Soldier Field in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love against Caleb Williams. Meeting for the third time this season. The winner advances, the loser goes home.
Yeah, it's a big game, but it is just another game to get to where we want to go.
That's Packers linebacker Isaiah McDuffie with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little foggy and frosty this morning, then partly to mostly cloudy here through the day. Today, our high right around 37 with wind out of the south at only around 5. Tonight, foggy, mostly cloudy, dropping into the upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some late day rain and a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.